Toi?
Pas mal.
Pas pire.
Could be worse. What's going on? What's keeping you busy these days? Were you, what class are you taking this semester? Is it interesting?
Play it, I'll probably get it.
Yeah, like the early versions make it look like it's amazing. Right?
What, Lego Batman?
Logan at Lego Batman.
I've heard very little stuff about Lego Batman.
Really?
Yeah,
I've only heard good things so far.
I've not heard any mixed reviews. Like, the only Batman I've heard is from, like, crazy people who say it's too gay. That's a good movie.
No, somebody was just like, somebody told me this is just a stupid movie.
I feel like that's
the point.
Like, factually correct, but it was a lot of things that was
like
bad.
They said was not just like stupid, it's like stupid, but so stupid that it's not funny.
And
it's like, it's like if you compare Anchorman, which is very stupid, but still slightly hilarious to like relate to the story, just stupid, still not funny.
Because the first Lego movie was like, it was silly, pretty silly.
Are you seeing this?
I have got the opportunity to go on a trial next month. I am way too busy to trial.
I think less people have their back. That's just very awkward that James is right there. And it's not a favorite face. And that Reed has better exposure in that Facebook Live video than me.
And they zoom in on the live video, which is far. It's a really friendly video. But I was listening to this. I was going to be late because I was so late.
Yeah.
So.
Freak out if we actually did 6 points. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say. Yes, because I think I have to comment on the acting.
Oh.
I'm going to use it.
Yeah, can you call Brandon? That'd be a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting to sign it.
Okay, everyone, as your acting vice president academic, we're just past 6 o'clock, so I think it would be great if everybody could make it to their seats, and we can get this meeting started, hopefully, on time.
There's still quite a few people getting pizza.
And they can hear
Vice President Bannister, so...
Environment you can still
Are you scared?
more
than that. It's useful for if you're aiming for a sort of trade and commerce kind of event. I'd imagine it would be a lot easier to
yeah.
Alright,
call this meeting to order at 6:03 p.m. Apologies for the delay, just wanted to make sure we actually had quorum today. We do. So, we can proceed. Hopefully everyone's reading week was nice and restful. There's nobody tuning in today, so I can't be like, for those of you who are in elections, good luck. But I guess I just said that anyways. So, we would like to acknowledge that our university and our students' union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We are grateful to be on Dene, Cree, Salto, Métis, Blackfoot, and Nakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space, the Papachase Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students' Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge continuing colonial violence and respect Indigenous knowledges and traditions. I would also like to remind you all of the oath that you have taken. Announcements: the next meeting of Students' Council will take place on Tuesday, March 14th, 2017 at 6 p.m. right back here in Council Chambers. As you may have seen, for those of you who came up to collect your placards at the start, I have started putting out the Council Scholarship nomination forms, which will be due, I believe, not at the end of the next meeting, but the end of the next meeting of Students' Council, so you can vote on people who will be receiving the Council Scholarships for winter 2017 term. Other than that, I don't think I have any other speakers' business, so we'll move on after we take attendance very quickly. So, President Rahman.
Present.
Vice President Bastard's not here. List. Vice President Gossain.
Present.
Governor Champagne.
Present.
Councilor McKinley.
Yeah.
Proxy for Councilor Angus.
Present.
Councilor Desjardins.
Yeah.
Councilor Mondo over here. Councilor Larson. Councilor Victoria Young. Yeah. Councilor Lilo.
Present.
Councilor Yim.
Here.
Councilor Designate Moran for Councilor Hammond. Councilor Designate Islam for Councilor Al-Muri. Councilor Prasad.
Here.
Councilor Prakna, Councilor Proxy for Councilor Nahi, Councilor Designate for Councilor Nikhtiyong, Councilor Hashim, Councilor Brophy,
present,
Councilor Christensen, I think he's here over Skype,
that's here,
Councilor Sunday,
here,
Councilor Scott, Councilor Flyman,
here,
Councilor Kwan,
here,
Councilor Howie,
here,
Councilor Warrior, Councilor Newman.
Here.
Councilor Nguyen. Councilor Mahal. Is Councilor Mahal here over Skype? Does anybody know? I take that as a no. Councilor Farouk.
Here.
Councilor Wan.
Present.
Councilor Kim.
Here.
Not here. Not. Wonderful. All right. So with that all done, move on to presentations, of which there are none. We'll move on to executive committee reports. Do any members of the executive wish to make a report? Just give me 1 second.
Okay, so a recent development is that the new version of the meal plan was approved today at the FPC. It was much better than what it was before, and it's a result of us working with ancillary services very closely to develop a model that works better for Mr. Students, but I'll let President Rahman talk more about that in his turn. Something that wasn't included in my report is that I'm a part of the selection committee for the new ADP Ancillary Services. After the previous APS OE services retired. So we did that yesterday. We have a candidate in mind, and they're being contacted right now, so which is pretty exciting. The sub house party is coming along. The planning is coming along. It's great. Student groups. I'm getting more and more student groups who are interested every day. I'm honestly unsure of how I'll be able to fit them all at the party, but it's a good problem to have. Thank you very much, and I hope to see all of you in election activities, forums, and such. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice President Hossein. We'll go on to President Rahman. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll talk really briefly about the proposed, or sorry, the meal plan that was approved at the FTC today. So it's a declining balance meal plan, and it will cost the same as last year's plan, but it will simply have gone up by food inflation or food CPI. The other really important thing to note is that students get $900 of flex with this, and the remainder of dollars are declining balance spent within the list or cafeteria. Now, if those dollars are not spent by the end of the year, they're simply cashed up to the student in return, just as they would be under the declining balance meal plan. So this does offer students quite a bit of flexibility, and we'll continue to work with them. I think the really exciting thing is that because the Peter Lockheed Hall next year will have an anytime dining meal plan, we can work with that cohort of students to get their feedback about working on living on that meal plan, and then apply some of that feedback to improve the experience for Lister students as well as students in the Peter Lockheed Hall. Aside from that, I was at a residence advisory committee on behalf of VP Jose, because she was at a ADP search committee. Also attended the signature areas development panel. How much time do I have to be?
50 seconds.
Perfect, should be enough. Signature areas development panel, that's sort of identifying the strategic areas that the UVA wants to be a leader in within Canada as well as the globe. We've identified a draft set of strategic areas, and now we're going to take it back to the community for feedback, just to make sure that it's in line with what the community is doing. So really excited to see how that is going. I think it'll go beyond my term, but I'm very excited to be a part of the intro.
Thank you very much, President Rahman. Just get somebody to ask you your question, period.
Okay.
I finished, actually.
No, you
never. All right, thank you very much. With that, we'll close executive committee reports. Move on to board and committee reports. I'm not sure if the boards or committees will have much to report on because just had reading week, but I'll go in order somehow because a bunch of our chairs aren't here. Does anyone have a report for the Finance Committee? It's right there.
Yeah.
Finance Committee is not met. Great. We'll move on to Bylaw Committee. Does anybody have a report on behalf of Bylaw Committee?
Bylaw has not met either.
All right. That's kind of the response I was expecting. We'll go to Audit Committee.
No meeting.
Audit Committee has not met. We'll go to the Council Administration Committee.
Haven't met.
Maybe we'll just go back to the old system. Do any committee chairs or members of any boards have a report that they wish to make? Governor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We, the board, University Relations Committee met yesterday, otherwise known as BERC. It was a nice meeting. I think something that is important to note about BERC is that it's also kind of figuring out what it's becoming. Not the university relations part of the university administration, but the committee and what purpose it should serve. So we got a presentation from university relations and how they work with the public and the university. They actually, the three major players they work with right now are Alumni Council, the Senate, and university administration. So that was a presentation we got. It might be a little weird that we got a presentation at the end of the term, but it's not true. It's only the end of me and Fahim's term. And regular board members work on very different selection schedules. So that's about it. Tomorrow is the Board Health and Safety Committee meeting at 9 o'clock. That's it from our report.
Thank you very much, Governor Champagne. Are there any other committee chairs or members of any boards who wish to make a report? Seeing none, we'll close board and committee reports there, and we'll move into open forum. Are there any questions for Open forum. Going once. Going twice. All right, we'll close open forum there. And we'll move into question period. There were no written questions submitted, so we'll go directly to oral questions. We'll start with Governor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for our president. He mentioned they had talked about, or kind of identified a draft of signature areas. I wonder if he could share them with us, because I'm really curious to know what they are.
Thank you for the question, Governor Champagne. First, those priorities, I'd say they haven't quite been finalized yet, just because they're going to go to Queen's Council actually tomorrow. And I think before that would at least be the first step before it goes to public for community consideration, but I wouldn't want to pre-influence that decision by leaking the information from the public impact. So I'll probably include in my next council report if everyone's okay with being a little patient.
Thank you very much, President Rahman. We'll go next to Councillor Peru.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is also towards the President, or Vice President, whoever is more appropriate. Would you be able to expand on how the real time affects ancillary services by this surplus deficit? Because remember, at the last board meeting, the biggest issue that they were having was that there's a large and increasing deficit for that department ongoing for the university budget.
That was a major problem. I'm just wondering if that was addressed or how big that problem was.
All right, President Rahman, go ahead.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the question. Councillor Farouk, I'm just pulling up the board document right now. As of right now, Ancillary Services is projecting to be on the Anytime Dining meal plan for September 2018, which I think the SU does have concerns about. But assuming that does happen, their plan is to get out of the red by 21-22. That was what was proposed at the board today. And so they would take it would take at least 4 years on the Anytime Dining meal plan to get them out of the way. Their plan is to sort of transition students from the current system, which is 100% Anytime Dining. Sorry, it's any declining balance.
Yeah.
It's currently 100% declining balance with 100% flex dollars. And I think there's going to be a phase towards less flex dollars and more Anytime Dining fixed monies that you can spend within those times.
We'll go next to Councillor Flanagan.
thank you, Mr. Speaker. This question is for the BPSL. I was wondering if Madam Vice President may have thought of a question since the ending of her report.
Vice President Gosain, go ahead.
Thank you, Councillor Flanagan. So I just wanted to... yes, there we go. Okay. I just wanted to tell everyone that Pride Week is going on, and it's from March 4th to March 12th, and you can find all the information on prideweek.ualberta.ca/prideweek. And I really do encourage all of you to come out to different events to show your support. I'll be circulating it within the chat, and so make sure to share it with your friends. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Vice President Gosain, we'll go next to Councillor Prasad.
My question is just that.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Howie.
I would also like to withdraw my question.
We'll go next to Councillor Flanagan.
No. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This question is for President Rahman. I just wanted some clarification over something you said in your oral report about unused meal plan. I'm of the impression that meal plan funds that are currently unused get shuffled over into a separate balance that can continue to be used. But in your report, you said that funds are cashed out back to students. Does that mean that it's going to be refunded, or is it going to be staying the same as it is now?
So it'll be staying the same as is. I think my understanding, and I'll ask the BP Gosain if I am incorrect, is that initially the surplus money is placed under one card as, one card money, and and then at the end of your degree, is it cashed out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if you won't ask
for it, they will. Oh,
well,
that
that's
wasn't.
What the VP was saying. And then you need a point of clarification.
Yeah, so everyone, so in order for people to get an alumni card, you have to, they have to cash out your one card kind of thing. So if you want to remain like active in the community, they have to give you a cash back. As it is right now, when any unused money from the meal plan you can use for, you know, printing or anything, because it's just one card money. And so when we asked Ancillary what would happen with this new proposed meal plan, they, well, actually, same as last year, but I'm not sure. I take back the fact that you can use it for printing. I'm not sure if that's true. But you can use it like in any of the outlets where you can purchase your food this year, next year. So.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions for question period? Governor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for the President. I'm wondering what he thinks the new format of this current election period will, with all the new additional forms added, what's his opinion on all these new forms, and does he think they will help foster a good campaign and election period?
Thank you, Governor Champagne. So I will limit the question, as there were two questions in there, to what the President's opinion is of the new election format. President Roman, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for the question, Governor Champagne. I think I might ask you for a similar question right after you get your feedback, too. Now, I do appreciate the additional forums, just because I think that it will give more students a chance to connect with candidates directly. I think that when you when I think about how candidates typically connect with constituents, it's usually through class talk, which is in the most personal way, as well as one-on-ones. But I think that there is a sense that you don't want to take up too much of the student's time while they could be studying for midterms or doing assignments during a one-on-one. Whereas in a forum format, you're actively dedicating at least an hour of your time to connect with your candidates. So I'm hopeful that it will get more people thinking about the election and hopefully telling their friends, you know, this was my experience asking questions at a forum, and this was my experience listening to speeches at a forum. So I think it is a good step. I think the next step, if I had to propose for the SU to focus on, would be increasing turnout at these forums, just because we do sometimes see small turnout at these forums.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions for question period? President Roman, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to flip the question to Governor Champagne and ask him for his opinion on the new election forum.
Governor Champagne, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Mr. President, for the question. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to try it out this year. I just think back of like every minor bowl is formed that is almost empty. It's like 20 people there, five of them are usually from CSJ or something. So it's I'm just interested to see if it's going to boost participation with what our election turnout will be this year. I think at the very least, it gives more time to ask candidates questions in a public forum, so that's interesting. But they are also very time-consuming for candidates and their teams. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this election will turn out and if maybe we want to refocus on efficiency in future years. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Governor Levin. Are there any further questions for question period? Seeing none, we'll close question period there. Excuse me, sorry about that. We'll move on to board and committee business. Item 7A, Howie moves upon the recommendation of policy committee to renew the political policy on tuition as is. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Dion. Councillor Howie, would you like to introduce your motion?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this the tuition policy review or renewal was on a couple of the committee meeting agendas for policy, and we decided decided that right now the best course of action would be to just renew it as is. It's a very well-written policy. It does kind of keep all our bases covered for now. And then in the future, like, we can always revisit it next year or the year after as kind of like political things change around tuition with the government. So we just decided to go as is for now and then see in the future, but leave that up to like future councils. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any debate on item 7A?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. All in all, it's pretty good. I like it where it's sitting. This is more of a question than anything, and it might end up being inconsequential anyway. I was skimming through bylaw 100 earlier today, section 11.2, which says that a student union policy is a directive to the exec committee, blah, 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 shall be explicitly tied to a standing committee and requires the executive committee to submit an implementation plan to the standing committee to which it's tied. And when I skimmed over the policy as is, I couldn't find any mention of any standing committee to which it was tied. And I was just wondering if this was missed and if it was going to be addressed at any point. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Flyman. Is there any further debate on item 7A?
Just to touch on that, I don't think that that's, it may be in bylaw, but I don't think that's been common practice lately. That's something that hasn't been on policy committee's radar, at least the past 2 years that I've been on policy committee. So that might be an oversight. I'll look into it. We can talk about it in the next committee meeting, and that can definitely be something that I add to the transition document for next year's policy committee. But that just hasn't been done in about at least 2 years. Yeah, so yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Thank you very much. Are there any further points of debate? Councilor Farouk?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, just to go back to what Councilor Farouk was saying, I think it's one of those points in the bylaw that's there from a previous iteration of practice that's kind of just all left over and forgotten about. Because in my 3 years, we haven't really done that. So it's just an oversight. But to the actual policy itself, I don't personally have an issue with reading the policy as is. I would just say, as a principle, that we should have that discussion over tuition just because not only is it election period, but we're in the middle of a tuition freeze and likely something will be changing in the next couple of months. And it's better for us to be proactive in our policy and advocacy rather than be reactive to whatever changes there are in the political climate. I just think that gives us a stronger position. Again, it wasn't actually at a policy committee meeting, so I can't speak for them and their reasoning. But it's something to consider. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Farouk. Any further debate on item 7A? Seeing none. Oh. Councilor Dion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to touch on Councilor Farouk's point, we did have pretty substantial discussions in policy committee at the meetings that we talked about it. We talked about things that could be changed in the committee. And we ultimately decided with Councillor Howie's review that we weren't going to change anything just for the sake of changing it. We thought that everything that's in the policy currently works for us. Like Councillor Howie said, it's a really strong, well-written policy. So I don't want it to seem like we're just renewing it without talking about it. We did have a lot of discussion in the committee.
Thank you very much, Councillor Dion. Is there any further debate on item 7A? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. The voting system is now live. sure if the. So that motion carries with 22 in favor, 0 opposed, and 0 abstentions. All right, so moving right along here, I close this board and committee business. We'll go into general orders. Item 8A, Bill number 13, creation of the Truth and Reconciliation Committee, Implementation Committee. First reading. Councilor Sunday moves to approve the first reading of Bill number 13 and amend Bylaw 100, create a new standing committee titled the Truth and Reconciliation Implementation Committee based on the following first principles. The first principles are listed in the agenda package and are listed, some of them are listed on the screen in front of you. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councilor Tatiawa. Councilor Sunday, would you like to introduce?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I believe it is our duty as student representatives at the University of Alberta to represent students to the best of our ability. To some extent, the Students' Union has done that by implementing elements of the TRC. However, many Aboriginal students feel that the Student Union does not represent them. It is our fault as student counselors that we have let our constituents believe that we do not represent them. Aboriginal students are not quarantined to one specific faculty, rather we are spread out amongst all the numerous university faculties. It is my hope that this committee will act as the first steps to building better relationships with Aboriginal students along the path towards reconciliation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. Is there any debate on item 8A? Go first to you, Councilor Flannan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was wondering if Councilor Sunday could kind of give us a walkthrough from the conception of this idea to where we are today, the stakeholders that were consulted, and all the input that kind of brought forth this idea of creating a new standing committee for the implementation of the TRC recommendations.
Thank you very much. Is there any further debate on item 8A? Yes, President McMahon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just on that point, I think that VP Bannister has chatted with Councillor Sunday about this in the past, but I'll let him elaborate a little bit more on that. I really do support what Councillor Sunday is doing with this motion on the table right now. I think that the Students' Union does need to do more to support and connect with our Aboriginal communities. But when I take a look at some of the details within the first principles, I think I prefer to tinker around with some things. So I don't think it's the wisest to tinker around with students' councils who are such a large body. And I think it would be better to have sort of a committee or a working group, perhaps bylaw committee, take a look at this as we're changing bylaw. But the points that are really sticking out to me are the composition of the committee in particular. So if you scroll down to my number four, Mr. Speaker. When I take a look at the executives that are present on that committee, I think that I would expect the committee to be focused on the academic advocacy on campus for what the University of Alberta is doing to respond to the TRC. But I think that there's also value in debating what the government can do in terms of responding to this TRC and what they can do to fund initiatives to better decolonize and indigenize our campus. And so I consider putting the VP external on there, or even consider just having two members of the executive committee that are determined on a year-to-year basis. My other comment is I think that if we do an implementation committee, we will have probably a set of recommendations that are effectively implemented to student council, but because this is going to be a standing committee, I'm not sure what the committee would do after it's done its mandate. And so I think it would actually be better to have an ad hoc committee that sort of mulls through all the issues that are present, not to limit their mandate or anything like that, because if there is a need to have this ad hoc committee, you know, 2 years down the road after we've done some implementation, but not all, I think that's a great step to make a change from an ad hoc committee to an implementation committee. But I think it would be best to start off with an ad hoc committee that investigates the issues, submits a report to council, and then from there we could consider starting an implementation committee. So I think it'd be great if this could go back to bylaw for consideration, or if that's not on the table, I will make a motion to amend this as an ad hoc committee.
very much, President Rahman. We'll go next to Councilor Brophy.
I definitely agree with what Councilor Rahman was talking about, this making more sense as an ad hoc committee, especially if you're going to be, if it's going to be so tightened around just the TRC, TRC recommendations in particular. If it was to be a standing committee, it would probably make more sense to frame it more as a sort of general Indigenous issues outreach sort of committee, but that would be require some reworking compared to what you've already done here. So I do think that amending it to ad hoc or sending it back to bylaw would be the best idea. Well, back to bylaw would be the best idea. But conceptually, there's definitely a very sound concept in there that I support its existence. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Brophy. We'll go next to Councillor Farouk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to echo the statement that's already been made by Councillor Brophy and President Ramos. I'm not going to repeat too much of what they said. I do think this is a great idea. I think it's I think we should have done this a long time ago. I was sitting in council last year where we were speaking with the TRC in terms of what the SD can do with respect to it. Unfortunately, we haven't really seen too much movement. Please haven't seen too much movement since. So it's good to see this coming through. I'm not necessarily sure if it would be an ad hoc committee that would be best or like a task force, like a long-term task force for like 1 or 2 years. That can, you know, collect some data and get some direction of what exactly needs to be done on campus. So it has a bit more aim and like end goal and mechanisms for what needs to be done so we can do a better job. And that requires research and that a standing committee won't necessarily do. A standing committee may just, depending on who is in the committee next year, may just lose direction. So a task force may be a better idea. Sorry, I just blanked on what I was going to say, but this committee could also use maybe connection with resources from the university administration as well. So I'm sure this is something that's on their radar, at least at some level. It's something that they've thought about, so I'm sure they have an opinion or a say in it as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to pause debate here for a quick second. I'm going to actually ask President Rahman to clarify just the difference between all these different types of committees so that everyone's very clear on that. So hopefully you can just limit your speaking turn to, like, it's not a speaking turn, but just your comments to the differences, because I think standing committees have been brought up, a task force has been brought up, a working group has been brought up, and an ad hoc committee. So maybe you can clarify the difference between all of those.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll keep these comments brief. I'd say that standing committees are committees that are already within Students Union Bylaw 100, and they tend to fit a particular function of the Students Union. For example, Finance Committee has to approve particular expenditures, Bylaw Committee has to review bylaw, Policy Committee has to review policy, Audit Committee has a dedicated function as well for the Students Union. So that's what we mean when we say standing committees. Now for ad hoc committees, ad hoc I believe is Latin for as needed, so it would essentially be a group of constituents, and that composition could be anything. It's not restricted to Students Council, as is proposed right here with a member from Aboriginal Student Council, but it could be expanded if needed as well. So that's sort of an ad hoc committee. Now for a task force, I'd say that the task force is more focused on one particular issue, whereas an ad hoc is a bit more free to explore issues as they come up. I might be wrong in that assessment, Mr. Speaker, but I am not getting any clarification right now, so I will leave my comments at that.
The reason I asked President Rahman is because I think he's well-versed in what these different committees are and what their functions are. As someone who hasn't worked within university governance for quite some time, I don't have the best grasp of what these committees do anymore. So if anyone wishes to clarify that, feel free to do so. We'll move on with further debate on item 8. Abe will go to Councillor Sunday.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say this, I think Dale, or this proposed standing committee, there wasn't much resources that I could find, well, none actually, about the creation of a standing committee. So it's not perfect, but I'm just going to include some Aboriginal students on campus and other students of the faculty in Native Studies. Unfortunately, I was unable to do extensive consultation with Aboriginal Student Council, but I have a meeting with them on Tuesday. and the second thing, I believe it should be a standing committee instead of like a task force or an ad hoc committee, because the purpose of this committee would be to improve relations with Aboriginal students, and that's neither straightforward nor easily done. That's why I believe it's a continuous process that would, it's not something that could be done and you do, for example, like an ad hoc committee, they do a report and that's that. It would take a while. So that's that. I think that's everything. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. Is there any further debate on item 8A? We'll go to Governor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Originally, I agreed with President Long. But I think something we've seen in the past is often ad hoc committees that get introduced and then lose their way over the transition from one council to the other. At first, yeah, I wasn't 100% clear on what the committee would be doing once the implementation is complete, but like Councillor Sunday said, I think it is anything but straightforward and very complex and might take a few years. Even once fully implemented, will it really be fully implemented? There will probably a lot of things that will need to be revisited and reimagined and rediscussed, and so I think it will be a continuous process. I don't think we can really see, you know, the day or a state of affairs will be, you know, fait accompli and that will be done. You know, I think it will be a continuous process for the foreseeable future. And so, keeping that in mind, I think it maybe does deserve a standing committee or that type of format, I mean. So I'm just putting that debate out there for council. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Go next to Vice President Gosain.
Okay, so first I'd like to commend and thank Councillor Sunday for his efforts. I think this is really great, and it's long overdue, as we all know. I'm really glad to hear that we're all on the same page, as in, you know, we all agree that this should happen. It's just disagreement on kind of like the best way to go or the structure, which is something that we can work out. So this is a good problem to have. What I'm hearing, I think, is the fear that, you know, an ad hoc committee would be, you know, like people would have a couple meetings and then it would die down. But I believe, as it is in our rules right now, council can choose to move for the creation of an ad hoc committee for, you know, a certain period as they choose. And so we could actually move that this ad hoc committee have a mandate of 2 years, for example. I'd just like to put that idea out there so that there's not the risk of, you know, things being lost in transition. And then I'm going to use an analogy. It's in no way a perfect analogy, and developing relationships, you know, is in no way the same thing as like a maintenance process for residences. But I'm going to use that example anyway. So right now we're on the, President Rahman and I are on the residence life task force, right? And there are a bunch of problems there, a bunch of things that we have to do, but we know that we can't solve them all. And so what we do is we include the recommendation to create a more permanent committee in our report, right? So it's not, we don't have to have one or the other, ad hoc or permanent. We can have an ad hoc committee right now that can have a mandate of 2 years, and then it would recommend, you know, that council creates kind of a more permanent committee, and then there's time to figure out exactly how that would work out with the opposition. I'm just throwing it out there and seeing what people think about that. I would be in favor of moving for a 2 year term, or like two term ad hoc committee kind of thing. So yeah.
Thank you very much, Vice President Gosain. We'll go next to Councillor Sunday.
Something also I forgot to mention is in the first principles, the committee would do more than just implement the TRC. It has other purposes as well. Also, I just want to say that I think if we do go with an ad hoc committee or something like that, it would just kind of go with the status quo. And this issue and things like this, Aboriginal students want their voices to be heard, and by just saying that they are not important enough to be made a standing committee and to be just made an ad hoc committee, I don't think is right or fair. And I think that's everything. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. We'll go next to Councillor Brophy.
I think that part of it is that, yes, within the first principles, there is a larger mandate than just that TRC implementation. But in that case, it might be better to pick some sort of other name that better reflects what the actual vision is rather than angle it specifically towards TRC implementation, because the way that it's sort of named and with TRC implementation being a large part of that, it does sound more like the kind of more narrow mandate that would be a more fit for ad hoc committee. So maybe a sort of name change might make more sense to create an actual standing committee, because I agree with some sort of, I'm bad with names, but like Indigenous student engagement and outreach committee would be more fit for standing committee with essentially the same, with a lot of the same stuff that you're going for here.
Thank you very much, Councillor Brophy. Is there any further debate on item 8A? We'll go to Councillor Peruth.
Can I make a motion to table this and get non-return it, but give it to bylaw committee?
So refer back to bylaw committee?
Yeah, I mean, like, because it didn't start with bylaw.
So maybe just be a refer to this to bylaw committee instead of
sure. Motion to refer the motion to the current motion to bylaw committee.
Is there a seconder for that motion? Councilor Flamin. Of the rules. This motion doesn't happen very often. So just give me 1 second. Alright, so the motion is debatable, is amendable, and just requires a simple majority vote. So, Councillor Farouk, did you want to introduce your motion to refer this to bylaw committee?
Sure. We all obviously agree that this is an inherently important step that the SCC needs to take, but the manner in which and the best method for in which that we can do so needs to be debated and well thought out and like well put together so we can do it more effectively. And I think that bylaw is a better form of doing so than would be student council, especially when most student councils are student guessing. That's it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Farouk. Is there any debate on the motion to refer this to bylaw committee? Seeing none. Oh. That Councillor Newman?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I should comment if there's someone from the bylaw committee that maybe wants to say if they have time to work on this or if they think this is also a good fit to move to bylaw. If there's anyone in the room who could maybe comment on that, who's from bylaw.
Sure. We'll go to Councillor Brophy for that.
I'm a bylaw committee and I definitely would like to have some time with Councillor Sunday and bylaw committee to really dig in and make sure that everything here is exactly fitting so that when it's translated into bylaw, it will reflect what is the best way to go about and what to go about accomplishing what Councillor Sunday wishes to accomplish.
Thank you very much. We'll go next to Councillor Howie.
Yeah, I also sit on bylaw committee, and I think that I would tend to echo what Councillor Brophy said. I think that the first principles that are here are excellent, and I think that by referring it back to bylaw committee, it will just ensure that this is done in the absolute best way moving forward into whether or not it's an ad hoc committee or standing committee. I think bylaw could really do some good work on this with Councillor Sunday's help, of course.
Thank you
I just wanted to say I agree with referring it to bylaw committee. One of the only reasons that I agree this year is because I believe bylaw committee only has one more meeting, so I wanted to introduce this and get it referred before that meeting. Also, I do agree with what people are saying with the name change and things. As I was kind of doing this by myself with Councillor Christensen's help, I didn't have much to go on, so I know it's very, it's not like the best, but I think if you refer it to bylaw, that would be good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any further debate on the motion to refer this to bylaw committee? Seeing none, we will go to a vote.
Did I miss the buzzer?
No, go ahead, President Ramon.
It's fine.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just because this is a high priority issue for students' council, I think everybody needs to see this move forward. I do hope that bylaw committee could be amenable to scheduling an extra meeting, if needed, just to go over the second reading, assuming we get to that point. And the other point that I will raise is that if we do go down the route of creating an ad hoc committee, that won't require bylaw committee's approval, because it will just be the creation of a new committee, and that can be done within the span of one student's council meeting. So there's quite a few options for this to be accomplished before the end of the academic year.
Is there any further debate on the motion to refer this to bylaw committee? Just a couple of quick comments before we go to that. Councillor Christensen has been sending me tons of messages, so I'm just going to kind of touch on a couple of things. So potentially for members of Students' Council who are thinking about referring this to bylaw committee, he's asking if council, either here at in this forum or privately with Councillor Christensen or with bylaw committee, can clarify exactly what they want bylaw to consider if this does end up going to bylaw committee. More specifically, what type of committee they want. I think that was it, but potentially there might be some other things that you can come up with. So I just thought I'd mention that because you've been messaging me like crazy. So you can have that discussion with Councillor Christensen afterwards. But I believe we were just about to go to a vote. So voting system is now live. Please vote. And voting will close in 3, 2, 1. So that motion carries with 21 in favor, 1 opposed, and 0 abstentions. So that will, item 8A will go to bylaw committee for review and for them to bring back to Students' Council. With that, I believe we have exhausted our agenda for this evening. I refer you all to all of the information items that are coming up, or that are included in the agenda, sorry, I'm thinking about a bunch of different things at the same time. Also, again, a reminder, council scholarship nomination forms are available up front. We do have 3 more meetings of Students' Council, so you'll have a full, basically 4 weeks from this point to get these nomination forms back in for those counselors that you think are deserving of the council scholarship for the winter term. A reminder, there is no limit to how many council scholarships a member of council can receive. So if you think someone has done an excellent job for 2 terms, feel free to nominate them for the scholarship. So just wanted to make sure that there's a few clear things there. Great. All right, so take attendance really quickly again, and then we will adjourn. So we'll go to President Rahman.
Present.
Vice President Gossain.
Present.
Governor Champagne.
Present.
Councilor McKinley.
Yep.
Proxy for Councilor Angus.
Present.
Councilor Detiowa. Councilor Victoria Dion.
Here.
Councilor Lilo. Councillor Yim.
Here.
Councillor Designate Moran for Councillor Hammond. Councillor Designate Islam for Councillor Al Hamouri. Councillor Prochnow. Sorry, Councillor Prasad. It's
here.
You. Councillor Prochnow. Proxy for Councillor Nye. Councillor Designate for Councillor Nick Dion. Councillor Hashim.
Here.
Councillor Brophy.
Here.
Councillor Christensen. He's still here. Councillor Sunday.
Here.
Councillor Scott. Councillor Diamond.
Here.
Councillor Kwan.
Here.
Councillor Howie.
Here.
Councillor Warrior. Councillor Newman.
Here.
Councillor Nguyen. Councillor Paul. He's here, I think. Councillor Farouk.
Here.
Councillor Wong.
Here.
Councillor Kim.
Here.
And I'm here. The general manager is not. So meeting adjourned at 6:54 p.m.